Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is to
believe. Hallelujah. It is even an honor and a great pleasure with Jesus' joy to welcome all of you to our non-denominational Bible study. It is a great pleasure to have you tonight. The Father is hosting all of us in His house. Amen. John chapter 12, verse 20 and 21. John 12, 20, 21. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The version says, "We came to see Jesus." Another version says, "We wish to see Jesus." Another version says, "We would like to see Jesus." Amen. And in St. Peter, you do me know, adieu no. Any adieu no, but I cannot hear that, yes.
Na hila fubi wa wana oba, sorry, but sorry, a fashion as sinimu. And oba Filippo a ufi beside the ewa Galilea non chain. No bekacho ni sura. Yepesi huni Yesu. And oba Filippo a ufi beside the ewa Galilea non chain. No bekacho ni se ura. Yepesi huni Yesu.
It is, you know, prophetic. So was it on Sunday morning when we read Matthew chapter 16, verse number 24 to 27. And therefore I would love us to reiterate it tonight. Matthew 16, 24 to 27. The Bible said, "Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and let him take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake will find it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange of his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works." As you have for, and some banner said, "You met you, Chirakuma, you don't see any more. Yet you know, I.
And I used to see in a senior phone say, So we pursue Dimitria, Manon Panahochi, not on Mana senior so, not on Dimitri. No beer or peso watching a crown crano, a befriending, sir. No beer a minty, ne cra begrano, Nensabeka. Ness when you penny we are singing an or sharing a cra, and for so ben obina, and I said, Dear Nunipa de Bema as a son a cra. Nunipa bano, Unipa bano de Naja, and in Munyam, and above one at Beba. Ano na obetua obiara ka sɛde ne nwumatie na onipa ba no de na agya ne monyam ne na bɔfo na ebeba ɛno na obetua obiara ka sɛde ne nwumatie.
All right, will it can kind a TV seminar na fe menu achi
aho petire
kɔya
ɛna Yesu sɛ na
sɛ Yesu ya sɛn kan wo baby no hɛ sɛfo no no wo ka kyerɛ wɔn
sɛ obi pɛsɛ odi makyire a
obi a wo pɛsɛ odi makyire
ma no pa ne ho achi
sɛ ne ba na Yesu wetumi pa ne ho achi ansa
na wo ma na sɛ nua so.
I'm not going to come back to it, so I just want you to, you know, follow it closely by the grace of God, and then we can work. Let's work.
And I just seen a sin for the sake.
Yes, I sent Kayemono or catcher a sin for the sake.
So we persuade him mature.
Be our person, you Christian, it in here.
Manon Panahuachi.
Be our person, you Christian. Anybody who wants to be a Christian. This is not Muslims we're talking about. This is not Hare Krishnas we are talking about. We're not talking about idol worshippers. Baby, we ain't talking about Buddhists. TNA. Obia wapesuwe ye Christo ni. If only you want to be a child of God and not a creation of God, that person will have to deny or forsake himself. Very strong in its presentation. That person will have to go through what we call self-denial. Because self, you know, when the Bible makes it clear that each of us should esteem each other greater than themselves in the book of Philippians. Anybody with a self, or anybody with a sense of self, cannot do that. American ambassador comes to this building right now and say, who, if I'm issuing one person a visa to the United States of America, as a matter of fact, it's not a visitor's visa. The ambassador, for example, says that I'm going to issue a settlement visa, a citizenship visa, and we are two, me and you. Which of you will say, give it to Kofi Drew? Only the people who have denied self can do that. See, that's why Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. The level is to yourself. When you see the criteria that runs to husbands and wives, you know, he said, husband, love your own wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. That is the standard for marriage. I'm telling you guys, marriage is not for boys. Marriage ain't for boys, baby. And allow people who are there to be able to do it, because marriage is too much responsibility. I'm tired of this, you know, post-marital counseling and all that kind of thing. Don't come and bother them, worry people. A brand new idea, post-marital counseling. We should be out there, you know, healing the sick, casting out devils, and winning souls. No, if you are not ready, don't bother anybody's daughter or son. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. And you're careful. If you are not careful, you are on your way to hell. I'm telling you, one of the things that is going to take a lot of people to hell is marriage and relationships. Especially the preachers. The preachers! Marriage is bleeding more than anybody's marriage. And the reason is self. Self. Selfishness. Self-centeredness. If you are cheating on your wife, it's selfish. You are trying to be selfish. That's all. I'm talking about self. Somebody will say, well, you know, yesterday in the news, I was so heartbroken when I heard the news yesterday evening of a man who have raped his own child and impregnated his own child. Selfish interest. That's what it is. He said, well, my wife had traveled. You are a fool. I need that tomorrow morning on radio to post that message to him. You are a fool. We are Jiminy. Are you sick? Some of these people need psychotic and neurotic checkup. Mua! We are Bua! A-B-O-A! A-B-O-A! A-Bua! I see it too. Because you are selfish. Sex is not meant to be enjoyed by one person. It is interdependency. It is a principle of God. Come on, here's how much them. And because people are selfish, the preacher saw the girl, said the chick be hot. So is hell. So is hell. Now you did here. They are not hot. Come on. What kind of selfish interest is this? Huh? So self is driving most of your preachers and your prophets, Ghana, to hell fire. And because most of these guys are not in the spirit, therefore they cannot even hear the voice of the Spirit of God to know the urgency of the times in which we are living in. Is this the time for promiscuity? Is this the time for mpinachin? Enimri, in this day, bene, oh, I am sorry. This, the days where the boys fooled around is over. Christians, listen and wake up. You are living in a time of emergency. You cannot be messing around with all kinds of stupidity. The Lord has sent a voice to you. Hear the voice of God. Catch them. It's going on podcast. You know, don't worry, they will get a message. I hear it, so I send a message, and I hear it, so 6 hours, you will get it. And more. And look at how this generation is so decadent, perverse, decayed, that wickedness have numbed our conscience. Wickedness numbed our conscience. And it is this type of people that the preachers are busily empowering. Busily empowering. And the time is not the time for that. Hey, Munti, that if the Holy Ghost comes upon you, you shall receive power. Which empowerment do you need again? I'm asking you. 1 John 2:27. You need not that any man teacheth you, but for the same anointing is on you. The anointing is a teacher. I didn't say that. So the question again, what empowerment do you need then? The Christians want spoon feeding, and your prophets are doing that job. At least you can sow a seed for prophetic direction. We didn't come here to joke. This is an end time and last trumpet sounding before the coming of the Christ. Say a good amen. We're looking at you.
So we were so dimetri.
O person with dimetri no.
Manon pano huwe chiri.
We hiya hupe chiri.
Na oma na senu ya so.
Sani pano. O pano huwe chiri ya. Anfe ansa. Obi kukuru na senu ya.
Na o dimetri.
Anso abi dimetri. Kwe.
Na obiara o person wa jene kwa
hapa. Upia. O person wa jene kwa.
Ebe free ninsa.
Be free ninsa.
Obiara mentine kwa abe irani diye.
Tye. Kambra diya sema chiri nipa. Kwe.
Ninsa beka.
Senti wa nimbiu.
Now, obiara person watching the crown,
anybody protecting their life will lose it.
Now, obiara maintaining
the anybody who, for the sake of the Christos, will lose his life will find it.
No, onipa nye wiasi njana washene kwa.
That is the most important question every Christian should be asking. If a man gains the whole world and loses his own soul, what profit is there in that? A young man got married on Saturday, a Muslim, together to his wife. I don't know whether they are Muslims or not, but they are notness, that I am sure about that. The marriage happened at Hachu. They went to a hotel, which, you know, my son, Prophet Steve Amwako, Steve-O, my boy who, you know, invited us to that area, that hotel, in the conference room. They went to that hotel to have the reception. The bride and everybody are ready, you know, on their way for the reception. The man had an accident and died instantly on his wedding day. Timinuka say the police are releasing the body for internment. Internment. That man, you could see from the wedding, it was not a poor wedding. He has some substance. But some substance is left for somebody who did not sweat for it. They will not get the message until the reality comes to their space. They won't get. Can you please take a seat? Let me take my time to do my preamble. Hallelujah. They won't get the message. I'm going to take. Not for one day. Why enjoy it for one day? One day. A brainy woman, a bright woman, a brebony, when you know. But it's a Christian funny as a phone, you're near free almost. And if you know, I want to say this when you free almost. And that is why these guys do not want us to tell the people the light of God, for them to receive the light of God and to walk in the light. Because increasingly, and then we preach, and they are also preaching from our preaching. But imagine, Yanka, Prophetic fourth dimension. You are here with your Bible and notebook and pen. Imagine man in the air. No matter what you do, they will shine like the stars of the heaven forever and ever. As for the wise, I'm telling you, Daniel chapter 12. What must some ye clear at the hall? The wise, you cannot elude them with the truth. I didn't was fear for no, a Jimmy for no. But in my humanity, I'm telling you, there is no way the wise missed the revelation. King of Israel, I mean, three.
Now, my human best friend said,
they will shine like the stars of the heaven. You know, they will shine like the stars forever and ever. But the wise, Daniel 12:3. Read. Anybody. It's Bible study, sir. It's Bible study. Get your Bibles. It's not a lecture.
And they that be wise shall shine as
they that be wise. They will shine like the stars
of the firmament.
Of the firmament or of the heaven forever and ever. The wise. Okay. But you met. You know, we go out to preach the word of God. Jesus rally, I preach in our crusades and all that. The first thing I tell people, forget about it. If you feel we are coming to collect offering, we don't need it. So give us your attention and your full heart and let us speak the heart of God. And then after you have preached the message, still people come and push money in your pocket. Reason, the wise, when they hear the truth, they hear it. They know the message where you must sow a seed. Amelie. The wise, you make the work very easy because they know this is not the kind of message to receive big offering. This is not the kind of message to make you popular. But this work and the preaching and the ministry is not about popularity. It is not even about us. We are messengers of God. We're doing his will and his work. There is no way that we have any prestigious interest in what we are doing. Reverend Prophet Dr. Kofi Odro is the Ark Prophet. Where is the Lord in that? Where is God, who does not share his glory with anybody? Where is he in that? Say a good amen. Praise the Lord. When a person becomes born again, the Lord says in Jeremiah chapter 6, verse number 15, I will give you pastors after my own heart, and they shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Let's read English of that. I will give you pastors. And that is one of the few places in the scriptures, especially in the Old Testament, where the word pastors appear. You hardly find that word in the Old Testament. You rather find priests. Pastors! Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15. 3:15. Let's go to that. Jeremiah 3:15.
And I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with the knowledge and understanding.
The moment you become born again, the Spirit of God has that job to do. The Spirit of God will lead you to a Bible-believing, tongue-talking, faith-generating, anointing, glittering church. No selfish interest. You are a soul to be fed. No selfish interest. Anything apart from what I just said does not exist in that church. See, that is why I have a big problem with people in church, even here. When somebody comes to church and the person came to give offering, and after the offering, people pounce on that person to parasite on that person. Can you pay my rent for me? Can you pay my school fees for me? Don't bring your nonsense here. Because send the person here, not for you to come and exploit that person.
The fact that I know people and I can connect people does not mean you should take advantage of me. Steve, let me say to you, I know people who have left church. Reason, because of exploitation. They are being exploited. The Holy Spirit puts you in this place, for example, and say, go feed. This is fresh pastures. Feed. Then somebody meets the person and say, hey, hi, chick. Are they wrong you? Who bought them? Who bought them? And you know what I'm saying? Most of these people are beginning to know. That's why I have a problem when people are gifted and they come to church and other gifted people envy them and jealous them. I have a big problem with that. You are all here to be fed. Why are you trying to make it difficult for the other person? Opportunity. Why are you trying to do that? Because I'm telling you, like you are extremely enormously gifted. And then somebody say, well, I am here. Before you came, I can play better than you. The reason why people, even in this church, some of them are going to hell, is because they are hearing all this and doing nothing with it. The narrow way. Only few find it. Only few. Don't come and waste your time here. You can also be, you know, having fun like any other person is doing. I've seen people, you know, man of God, please come and get a seat. People, one man of God. Yeah, we knew Kunun Kasama, why? Yeah, I knew Kunun Kasama, you know, me watch them a pa, me pervisa, qua bridge, I knew Kunun Kasama. But that is not our number one reason here. Listen to what I'm talking about. There are some people that even when God does something for them, they cannot even share what the Holy Ghost has done for them. Because the moment you share testimonies, people make you a sport for exploitation. So you are preventing somebody for sharing the goodness of God. Any man who are preaching and your daily practical things that are taking you to eternal life. Hallelujah. As for petty things like, you know, those petty women thing, you know, childish men thing, and all that, you know, a person chasing, you know, yen you going to yes, no, no, but this is the house of God. Take your madness somewhere else. This is the house of God. It's a house of prayer. That connotation is a house of spirituality. You don't bring madness and carnality to that place. It's a house of God. Wouldn't it be my own, sir? Oh. Praise the Lord. I have seen people sat in church for 20 years. 30 years and their lives are the same. Other people are coming in. Pop breakthrough. Pop breakthrough. Pop breakthrough. The reason is hypocrisy and self. Self. Selfish. Self-centeredness. Self-aggrandizement. Self, me, myself, and I, it is the lowest place of faith and conviction. We call it the me level. Say, can I hear you say it? Me level. Oh yeah, me level. If you go into marriage with me level, the marriage will collapse. Everything is about you. Everything is about you. But we don't marry like that. Marriage does not work like that. Even if you don't like what your spouse is saying, meet her halfway. I don't like what you are saying, but I will compromise. I will meet you halfway. I don't agree with this, but I'm with you. I like another statement when the Supreme Court threw their case out and all that. He said, I do not agree with the Supreme Court's verdict, but I accept it. That was one of the most wisest statements and decisions I have ever heard. Because at the time, the tension in this country, if he had gone ahead and said, I don't agree with this verdict, I draw. Therefore, all die, be die. By now, we will not be sitting here. Some of you might be refugees by now, possibly in Benin or Togo. Because most of you don't have passport. So, you know, if you don't have passport and there is war, the passport office themselves are in exile. So, praise the Lord. So, the Lord puts you in a church, to be fair. And in feeding you, it just reminds me of Titus chapter 2, verse 11. Titus chapter 2, verse 11. It is an amazing finesse of scripture. Book of Titus, the second chapter, the 11th verse. Very strange scripture. I look at it critically and I examine it. It is so amazing that the Christians have not yet gotten the revelation of that particular scripture. King Almighty. I'm a nipper now. Go.
Na a yenny.
A yenny.
Say a pet musubo, new as your
kind kind
of for the grace of
for
God.
For the grace of God that brings salvation
had appeared to all men.
Has appeared unto all men.
Teaching us that
it teaches you
denying ungodliness.
The grace teaches you. The grace is a teacher. Hyper grace for ninti. The grace. It's a teacher. And one of the things that the grace does or teaches you is self-control. Everybody says self-control.
Self-control.
That is one fruit of the spirit that the church do not understand. Self-control. Self-control tells you everything in moderation. The fact that I have money that can afford everything doesn't mean I should buy it. The fact that I can afford it doesn't mean I should buy it. The fact that I become very, very prosperous and successful doesn't mean anything that I can afford, I should go ahead buy. I can buy a woman's dress, but I cannot use it. I can buy a woman's brief. Pioto, why are you laughing, my darling? His Bible said, I wanted to say that it may be a mad dress, but me nyanka, so, you know. Praise the Lord. So listen to was it when you pan tumwa a din kwachia ba nyamia domno a din kwachia a brenipa a peer and a yin wendi a chini penna kwe
na a yeni
a yany
say a pemusubani we asia kono a
when you braha teaching you is essential for your growth. You must be taught. Go ye into all the world, make disciples of me in all nations, baptize them in the name of the Trinity, and teach them, teaching them. This nation must be taught. Don't tell me we cannot be trained. The Bible said there were 318 men and women born and trained in the house of Abraham. So when, you know, invaders and rebels came against Lot, Abraham mobilized men, trained, born and trained in his own house to go after them. You must be trained. A lot of Christians have the Holy Ghost, but they don't have training. Holy Ghost, but they don't have training. They are filled with the Spirit, but they don't have training. You must be trained. Train. how to talk, how to relate, how to serve God, how to worship God, how to respond to the call of God and the grace of God over your life. You must be trained. Trained. The Muslims are better trained. I've been one before. I can tell you that. Their training is by compulsion. They will force you into it. Now we have liberty and we are refusing to be trained. We are at liberty, refusing to be trained. The grace of God that brings understanding will teach somebody how to plan a to-do list. Today, I am not wasting the day. Don't forget our scripture for 31st night. Jesus went with the parable of the tree. I came looking for fruit on you and I didn't find none. I found none. And therefore, I am going to carry off. The servant said, Lord, leave it alone. We will dung and fertilize it. For 1 year, we are in October. Today, the second, 1 year is almost gone. The fact that you have the Holy Ghost doesn't mean you should abolish priority, timing, planning, discipline, bringing structure into your life. The Holy Ghost is a teacher. And the grace of God is a teacher. Teaching you to do less. I am not wasting the day. You have been on social media for 3 hours out of 24 hours. 3 hours! And you have prayed out of that 7 minutes. As for the word, it is not your business. In the emergence or in the season of the emergence of social media, people don't read anymore. Reading of books have fizzled out. Fizzled. And that is why even when they are writing applications, our verbosity and vocabulary, they feel we are still on social media. Teaching them. Hey, I mean, guys, some of the basic things the grace of God that have appeared unto all men that brings salvation. One of the things that it teaches, it will teach you personal hygiene. Personal hygiene! Some more to em can kind a pamunipa. Tianyamika, they can't some watch them. Mutianyamika, which doesn't Tianyamiasa. Source, a stinking shoe alone can make the woman God has ordained for you to leave you. Your stinking socks and stinking supporter. Try when you hear some other hiding, sir. Yeah. Everybody God is created without attention. Everybody stinks. The reason why you are not stinking is because you are giving attention to yourself. The day you die, let's leave you for only 12 hours, you begin to stink. That's because you are dust. This is earth. Therefore, give attention to yourself. Abonua, anke chadiye, anka juwa. Lime is the first and the most powerful antiseptic and antiperspirant. Yeah. I call it cleansing. They say when you mean to me, because your mother cannot tell you this, your father cannot tell you this. It is my job. As your prophet, it is my job. It is not only dankwa. I hear you and me came by my dankwa. Winim wana. Question I'm the back home. So when your application, you take it to an office to be employed, and you go there and your socks are torn out, and that socks has been on your foot for the past 8 months without water and soap, and you take it there, that alone will make you lose the job interview and or the visa interview. And when you lose it, you will come and say, it's the devil who did that. But what was God doing when the devil was doing that? Okay, you God cry, I won't serve you anymore. That has eluded you, Dangwa. You are on your way to hell because of a stinking socks. Deal with yourself. I'm talking to you. especially with our kind of church where, you know, we are very energetic and physical. Whilst we are doing all these things, the bacteria in your body are also energizing themselves. Ah, my name is Willing. The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared unto all men. It didn't just appear unto us. It appeared unto us teaching us. Teaching us that your wife sometimes gets too tired. Gets too tired. Going to work, coming back, going to the market, groceries, cooking, cleaning, sweeping, everything. And then all the other things that also, you know, are discretionally, you know, unspeakable. And sometimes they just need your help. They need your help. Don't forget that a woman is your suitable helpmate. Help. Don't leave the load to the help. Do not leave the load to the help. I have just 10 minutes. Let me push it through and then I'm done. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, God will judge you for everything, including that marriage or relationship. Do you hear me? When he says the grace of God that has appeared unto us, that brings salvation of us, has appeared unto all men, it teaches us. Sometimes when your wife is complaining or your husband is complaining that you go to church too much, it is not because they are carnal or filled with the devil. It's because you have left your attention to them. So the grace of God teaches you balance. 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 That's why when we go to visit our children at school, when the phone rings, I don't pick it. Because I have been away from them. They have been away from me. Very soon they are going to the university. They've left home. I have few years just to enjoy them and they are gone. So every moment counts. Sometimes these children just need your love. As a mother and a father, they just need your attention. Just like you do to other people's children. They want you to also cuddle them and tell them, I love you. Let them know that truly they have love resident in their own house. Say amen. Amen. The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared unto all men. Teaching us. It teaches you. There are certain things that you need to be taught. Like wasteful spending. Wasteful spending. If you say you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you need a financial plan. The wise man who came from the east brought three commodities of trade. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They brought it to a child, a baby, a toddler. My point is, if it was for the child, they should have brought toys, teddy bears, dummies, to the child. But God was telling Joseph and Mary something. Gold is a metaphor, symbolic of a financial plan. Myrrh, a symbolic metaphor of a social plan. And frankincense, spiritual plan. Oh yeah. Pastor Bowen, some of you, if it is a one, I'm no cousin. I bring my message to a close. In other words, I will start from the latter to the former. God wants you to have, when you become born again, the Lord wants you to have a spiritual plan. You wake up in the morning with God, your Bible, your devotion, your quiet time. Don't leave the house without it. You fellowship and you are bonding with God. Why do you think that when a baby is brought out of the womb of a woman, they wash the baby, supple the baby, everything, and then they bring the baby sometimes without the swaddling cloth? Reason, they want the mother of the child to be the first to bond with the mother. Bonding! Amen. It's not in you. Bonding. Sometimes a mother must strip naked and put the child on her body just for bonding. And until Mother's Day, we gravitate towards our mothers. Father's Day is like it doesn't exist. Bonding. They are bonding with the same. Bond with the Holy Spirit. Bond with God in the morning before you leave the house. Yeah. The song you sang on Sunday. Wake up with it in the morning and see how your day will be. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God, God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by. You sing this song unto the Lord. Let's see how your day will be. Number two, you must have a social plan. A social plan. Don't let your life just be church, homework, church, homework. You must have some recreation to rewind, unwind, and recuperate. You must have a time like that. So sometimes you need a holiday. When I say holiday, I don't mean holiday to Las Vegas and all these things. There are many beautiful places all around us. Go to Sugarcope. Go to, you know, whatever the place is called. Go via Adomi Bridge. Go via Timpoku. Go down and turn. Beautiful places there in the Volta region. Go and enjoy yourself. And yet there be an ebedi benkuni mekuni and chinam. Let's go out. And yet there be an adriani awira nuankuni di. Remember be praying crassy for the real as much. And yet there be an ebedi benku. Huh? Be your ground parbon tin bank could have got some bun and kitten get a war penny a bunny twa. What should I say? And you must have a financial plan. You know, while we and every couple can relate to what I'm about to say, you know, when we gave birth to Ansuma, our firstborn, when we got married, we didn't have anything. We just had love and God, Asa. I remember one Christmas, we didn't have money. 25th December, many years ago. And it was only Ansuma. She was just She was just a little girl, a toddler. And all that we had was ripe plantain. So what we did is, okay, we will give this ripe plantain a twist instead of getting depressed. So we fried it. And then you tree meku with two sardines be smith two in a woman and some man so when you're near Diani and Gaza, so we ignored her. And you chidia. So Rita was sitting there, I'm sitting on our carpet, 25th December, Diani Simfimfi. And we enjoyed it as it was the best meal. You should be able. So as God is lifting you and blessing you, husbands and wives and friends must know, you know, and we have few people like that who've been with us, and those people, we don't joke with them. The reason is because they were there in the difficult moments. Those are the times where, you know, tears will be in your eyes. We used to have, you know, a bed is a double bed with a 1.5 mattress. So when you sleep next to the wooden, you know, barricade. And it was for the children. Instead of honoring God for each other, when the breakthrough comes, stop chasing useless girls and admiring the wrong people. When things change. Yes, sir. I'm telling you, yes, sir. And you know, when you're here, what dumb things are moving on, things are going on. Somebody like that deserves. your attention in a recreation. Charlie, let's have some vacation. We go somewhere. It's our time, just ourselves. And more in shamu demo why drew baby a demo why I'm from here. I'm telling you, you go to a hotel. Somebody made the bed. Somebody made the food. Somebody made the needy de. Adriana no needy de. Sure. It is not every day that you must have a financial plan. You don't have a job. You own an iPhone. What kind of mismatch is that? You are renting a house, you have a Land Cruiser. What kind of mismatch is that? The time of saving is over. It's now time for investment. The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared unto all men, teaching us. It teaches us. You can't serve this God and be a fool, I'm telling you. He is too wise for that. As I bring my message to a close, I want you to understand that we are men waiting for our Lord. We are in transit. Let's make the transit very comfortable for ourselves. We cannot make the transit difficult to say. Let's make the transit. So, if you are going to have a financial plan, then you are going to be intentional. Intentional. Then you are... Tien! Heaven, no, and yet Jimmy Fonerko. The people going to heaven are not fools. So listen to what I'm saying. If Christ is in your heart, then you need to come out of certain useless decisions and begin to make some very wise decisions in your life. A financial plan. And what do I mean by that? By now, Sape Man, where Alabaster City is, they sell quarter plots, half plot. You have been renting a house, moving from rent to another rent to another rent. How long are you going to be a tenant? How long are you going to be a tenant? Are you torn half plot? Are you into an outright? And especially in the day where people are selling, pay 200 and pay 50 Ghana cedis every week. What are you waiting for to own a land? For how long? You are living in a house where shitim is the toilet. Shitim is the toilet. And you come here as a child of God with all this dignity and go and remove your nice dress and go to redeem. You deserve a better dignity. And you have our compound house. As well as I'm having my morning devotion or trying to rest or something. Somebody knocks the door and says, "Ya mame, we now pran." What do I say? 2 feet here. Continue where you feel and enjoy your life. Please get up and go and sweep. For what? What do you fear, uncle? Nobody will be asking you that useless question or that demand. So get out and go and get your own. Your children deserve. I'm telling you, raising children in a compound house is one of the most dangerous hazards. You cannot confine the children to control them. I have been there. I know what I'm talking about. They will smoke weed if they are living in a compound house. So by now, you should be making the plans. You must have a financial plan. By now, everybody here must be putting discretionary funds away. Most of you here don't work in a government institution. Therefore, you don't have an organized pension plan. So if Jesus tarries, I want to ask you, when you go on pension, retirement, what is the plan? So Ragarabahande is not enough. Karadarahosi is not enough when you are broke and poor and tattered. You need a financial plan. You cannot say Reba Garusa when your children don't have school fees. That's why I tell the people, pay your school fees on time. Because I don't know. One of the children 2 days ago or yesterday or something was telling me, "Papa, they have sacked me school fees." I said, "This should never go into the mind of a child. Never go into the mind of a child." agedem na mo eyamayi na afi makwa gobi bo friends um fa mo ho ti ni ega jiro no hm amo hema nimsa he kinga ba bru ni sima mti nyame yaso
just say ya yemfa adwene mutie ne tenene ne onyam sompa
adwene mutie tenene ene de
onyam sompa
godliness entina ewie yaso
Brahim, in chain on Yankopon Kessel.
Yeah, chain! We are waiting for the glorious appearing of the Christos. We are waiting for Christ to come. If he is not yet here, we must have plans. A spiritual one, a social one, and then a financial one. Stand to your feet, let's close. Clap your hands for them.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.